Recently, IOSH urged farmers and their families to be more aware for the dangers of children on farms at this time of year, especially as in the last 10 years, 43 children and young people have died needlessly on farms in the UK. We're joined by David Leavesley from the IOSH Rural Industries Group to talk more on the topic. So, David, why do children tend to get injured on farms?
I think there are a number of reasons. I think one of the main ones, for many children, I think farms can be exciting places. I think not only do we have the machinery, such as tractors and combines and quad bikes, but you also have animals, you've got haystacks. And I think we all know, I think children are naturally curious. And it's often this curiosity, I think, that can lead to some of the problems. So I think one of the other reasons that you have to bear in mind, I think a lot of the children who are injured are family members, and they are often wanting to help. I think, you know, I think children often want to emulate what their parents do. And when the workplace is also the home, I think children see what's happening and want to be part of it.
So what would you say are the most common hazards on farms for children?
I think as with adults in farming, I would say transport is the most common hazard, either falling from vehicles, being struck by a vehicle, often driving quad bikes and having them overturned. They're some of the bigger problems. Other hazards, I think we see things such as contact with machinery, especially where it's not properly guarded, falls from heights such as haystacks, drowning and asphyxiation. You can get slurry stores or grain stores, and we've even seen some cases of poisoning.
So what would you say can be done by farmers and landowners to ensure that children are kept safe on the farms?
I think one of the key messages that we try to remind farmers is that it is actually illegal for children under the age of 13 to ride on an agricultural vehicle. So I think we try and get that message across to people. Good supervision. As I said, they're often family members, so know where the children are. Obviously, preferably younger children, play in a secure area away from the farming activities. And if they are going to help, sort of, you know, less hazardous tasks, explain to the children what the dangers are. And again, constant supervision. But I mean, other practical precautions to take, make sure doors are locked. Especially to things such as chemical stores, workshops, grain bins, making sure covers are on sheep dips and other drains and any other pits that are on the farm to stop people falling in, removing ladders to prevent access, and again, making sure machines are guarded, and again, fencing dangerous areas such as the slurry lagoons. And I think, and again, one of the other key messages we try and get across is when a farmer actually leaves their vehicle, making sure that it's actually switched off, handbrake on, take the key away so nobody else can come along and start it up or use it.
Great. And so, David, you've given us some good advice there, but is there any guidance that's readily available to farmers and landowners to help them? Like, where can they find advice on how to make sure their farms are safe for children?
There's a lot of advice out there. I think one of the best documents that has recently been revised is, it can be found on free of charge on the HSE website, and it's called Preventing Accidents to Children on Farms. And again, it goes through all the causes and some sensible precautions that can be taken.
Brilliant. Okay, David, thank you very much. Thanks for your advice.
Thank you.